Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My Friday Five, and I hope that everybody is happy and well, not feeling too despondent about the continuing lockdowns here in the UK. You can be assured that we will be doing our best here at Lizelle Wellbeing across all our social media channels. That's including YouTube, our website, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, to really help and inspire and uplift with good news to help us all cope with all that is going on around us in a calm and positive way. So I do hope that you will be joining in many of the conversations on a wide range of topics that are being discussed over there. Now, something that keeps cropping up in conversations all across our social media channels and more is the topic of autoimmune issues, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, migraine, unexplained, complicated health conditions, and more. And with that in mind, I thought that I would invite a member of my own family onto my Friday Five podcast, my eldest daughter, Lily. Many of you will have known of her journey that we've documented here over the last few years, actually. And I get lots of requests all the time for updates and messages to ask how she's doing and what progress is being made. And obviously, she's learned a huge amount along the way, which she is very happy to share and hopefully give some helpful information to others who may also be in the midst of this ongoing process. So welcome, Lily. I'm going to move my chair so that I can fit you in the screen. Those of you who are listening on the podcast app may actually like to know that today, just as a sort of one-off special, because we are together at home, we thought that we would record it in vision. So we are going to be uploading this onto YouTube. So if you want to see the lovely Lil, both Hello. Of us sitting here wearing pink.
Yes,
you look very glamorous, actually, darling, compared to me, but there you go. You're allowed. And it's very nice to see you sitting here wearing a headband.
Yes.
Because this is actually an indicator of when Lily is really feeling very, very unwell and has a terrible headache, because you can't have anything that's pressured on your head at all,
no,
can you?
No, I can't. No, I can't have anything touching. It's actually, there is a technical term for it, which I forget, where you get a very, very sensitive scalp with migraine.
Really? So do you want to start? So for those of you who are listening who perhaps haven't heard Lily's journey, do you want to sort of recap as to, you know, what your situation is and what it's been like these last few years?
Yes. So towards the end of 2018, I'd had migraines for a few years before that, but they weren't so debilitating or difficult. And I mean, I just had them every few weeks, took the drugs and was fine, still seeing a neurologist. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of 2018, they started ramping up and becoming more frequent, until eventually they were continuous. And it was they became chronic migraines. And eventually at the beginning of 2019, my GP signed me off work at Lizelle Wellbeing.
I know. Yeah, I'm devastated on so many levels.
For 4 weeks and then 8 weeks and then 3 months. And then another 3 months, and then I resigned and I was already in my bed, but
spent a large part of your life in bed.
I have, yes.
And not only with migraine, but then developing into various other conditions, mm-hmm. and then having cluster headaches and these awful things, which you describe, I think it's even a term called pickaxe headaches.
Ice pick headaches.
Ice pick headaches.
Ice pick headaches, which is very intense, very local pain anywhere in the head that lasts anywhere from 5 seconds to a couple of minutes.
And just like being struck down with an ice pick.
Yes. Like, I mean, on the floor holding my head in my hands.
Yeah, you are literally. I mean, I have seen you. I guess that's where the expression floored comes from. You are literally,
I am literally floored,
aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that's the bad news, I guess. The good news is that we are making some progress. Mm-hmm. Should we talk about some of the medics that you've seen and some of the diagnoses that you've been given? Because, again, this has been very helpful to share. And I know many of you have responded saying that you've also found some help and relief with some of the suggestions and things that we've tried.
Yes. Well, after the last time I was on your podcast, I saw Dr. Tina Pierce, who, of course, regular listeners will know. And I had some tests done and stuff and was diagnosed with mast cell activation syndrome, or MCAS, which leads to histamine intolerance. So I, and that's kind of in the autoimmune kind of branch of illnesses. And so I had to completely overhaul my diet and cut loads of things out.
So histamine is an important part of our immune system. And interestingly, the work of Dr. Tina Pierce, it also plays a role in all sorts of conditions, including COVID. And she's developing a low histamine long COVID protocol with UCL at the moment. But histamine for you and for others who are sensitive is a tricky one, isn't it, to take out of food, because it's in so many things.
It's in so many things. And also your digestive system produces it when you eat.
Okay. So so you've also got to then stop that, I guess.
Yes. So what it is, it's not just, you know, when people think of histamine, they think of hay fever or insect bites or something like that. And of course, it is an important part in that. But what it is it comes from your mast cells, which are in your bone marrow. It's part of your, like you said, it's part of your immune system. And it's kind of the forerunners to the white blood cells, I believe. Mm-hmm. They go and say, look, the problem's over here, it's over here, it's over here. And then the white blood cells go and attack it. So it's actually a really important part of our immune system, our digestive system. It's also a neurotransmitter that helps keep us awake and stimulated. And also it's used all over the body.
So is that going to be a problem then for you? Because I know that you, being, you know, an extreme case, not only are you on a low histamine diet, but you're also on medical grade histamine blockers.
Yes.
To take that out. If that is such an important piece of our structure, and that's why we have it, obviously, what impact is that then for you to have histamine completely blocked?
Well, it's just annoying when people are like, oh, so does anyone have any dietary requirements tonight? Or like, you know.
How long have you got?
Yeah. But I have been having a lot of stomach pain recently, as you know, and I've been seeing a bowel specialist and had to go through the rigmarole and joys of having a colonoscopy.
Oh yeah, joy.
Joy, which thankfully all came back fine, but he thinks that part of it actually is because of the fact that actually my gut needs a little bit more histamine in it, and that actually
it's gone too far. So how do you then balance that when you're working with different medics, looking at different specializations? You've got Dr. Tina Pierce and team looking at MCAS, mast cell activation syndrome, low histamine, histamine blockers, and then you've got a gastroenterologist saying actually that's having too much of an impact on your gut and your digestive system. We need histamine.
Yes. Well, he's saying start trying to introduce it very slowly through food, vegetables, so vegetable histamine, because that's easier to digest than a protein, you know, than going in straight with like a huge block of brie or, you know, something.
Right, yeah.
And try it slowly. And obviously if my migraine symptoms and all my MCAS symptoms like come storming back in, then obviously pull it back.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of trial and error. Also, the answer is I don't know yet, because he's referred me on to a neurogastroenterologist.
Oh my goodness, that's interesting.
Yeah, which I didn't even know existed.
No, but that makes sense, because we talk about the brain gut axis. So to have a neurogastro specialist,
yes. And that's because of my migraines and my gut pain and the and all the nerves that go between. He thinks that it's all part of the same pathology.
Isn't that so fascinating? You are at the cutting edge, honestly. You are a medical miracle in terms of experimentation and research. You've donated your body to science, you know, before your time. And I guess one of the things that we talk about here, especially at Lizard Wellbeing, is we talk about the importance of fermented foods. And, you know me as your mum, endlessly shoving kefir down your throat and sauerkraut and brewing kombucha and all of those things, which perversely has not been helpful for you because they're all high in histamine. Yes. So I would like to publicly apologise for overloading your gut. And we have since written about it on Lizard Wellbeing on the website. And there's a very good piece, actually, if you're interested, about histamine, because we have found some probiotic supplements to help with the gut and to help the good gut bacteria, which are histamine free.
Yes.
And so those are the ones that you can take,
can't you?
So those will be helpful.
Yes, they will be helpful.
But maybe, do you think the time has come to consider coming off the histamine blockers in terms of medication?
I mean, possibly. They're ones that we're kind of looking at. I'm actually having... some of your questions I can't answer because I'm actually having those discussions with my doctors at the moment.
Right,
and
we haven't come
to the conclusion yet. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is all, hopefully for anybody out there interested in this, is a very interesting thing to look at. And obviously with hay fever, which we touched on earlier, being still prevalent. I mean, for me personally, my hay fever symptoms are abating, which is brilliant because my hay fever tends to be the early tree pollen.
Yes.
So I get sort of the ash and the birch pollen much earlier on. So by now, by the time we enter June, I'm kind of coming out of it. But I know for a lot of people who are affected by grasses and grass pollen, they're coming into it. And so histamine, having a low histamine diet. So just briefly, that would be all the things that you might like to put into a delicious summer salad, like avocados, very high in histamine. Spinach, tomatoes, you know, aubergines, red peppers, mushrooms.
Oh,
red peppers are fine, are they? I thought peppers weren't. Okay.
Like spicy isn't, but like...
Oh, so chili. You can't have chili.
Yeah, but the actual like bell peppers.
Okay.
Fine.
So what could you have in your salad, in a summer salad? Could you have things like lettuce and fennel? And...
Yes. Yes, I could. I could. I tend to slightly avoid, at the moment anyway, raw... salad and vegetables and stuff because they take more effort for the gut to digest.
Okay.
Of course, I've only had this appointment this week, so we're actually catching up. I'm actually filling you in.
You are. This is a live consultation with me.
Yes.
And discussion with your mother wearing two hats at the same time.
Because it's more work and effort for the for your digestive system. And mine has become hypersensitized because of my chronic pain and potentially this brain-gut connection that we're exploring. So therefore, anything that causes a bit more work for the gut or a bit more bloating, while some people might find it just a little bit uncomfortable, I will be in a ball on the floor in agony.
I have seen that. It's horrible to see and even worse, obviously, to experience. Interestingly, when I've been at places like the Mayer Clinic in Austria, where I've visited a number of times over the years, they are very much about resting the gut, and they will give you things like plain boiled mashed potato, pureed really finely, and pureed vegetables just to take away. You know, they are definitely not into eating lots of raw food and raw salads. And I guess it makes sense if you think about it. That is going to take effort and stomach acids and all of that to digest it.
And if yours is not feeling particularly happy, then maybe that's not the best.
Yeah, if you need to rest it.
Yeah. Very interestingly, this might be TMI, but you know how you have to empty yourself before a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
You get given all that stuff to make you
flush everything out of every bit of you.
Yes. The next few days you then fill back up again, so you don't open your bowels for a few days after a colonoscopy, because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And actually that time was the best my tummy's felt in months.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It had
a trauma with the colonoscopy, it probably wasn't feeling too happy.
But maybe just try cooking and pureeing things and just being super gentle.
Yeah, being super gentle. Yeah. And also the other thing is with raw, crunchy things is myofascial pain syndrome and atypical facial pain syndrome that I get in my face that can be linked to your jaw. So I'm also supposed to be resting my jaw.
So not chewing.
From not chewing.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
So many things, my sweetheart. So many things. And talking of which, you've actually got a few of your things here that you travel with.
Yes.
So that when you do get an attack, these are the things that you've found helpful. So we thought it might be quite nice just to chat through them and to share some of the things. What is in your emergency travel kit that you're never without?
Well, these I'm never without wherever I am. So
these are tinted glasses.
So, yes. Well, they're not just tinted glasses. These are a pair of, they're called Avalux, the brand that does them, and they are tinted, or however lenses work, in a way that blocks the light that has been shown to most aggravate the photophobia symptoms of migraine sufferers.
Really?
So it's
these are special migraine migraine glasses.
Yes,
I'm just going to pop them on here.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I'm sitting in front of a screen as I talk to you.
Mm.
They don't actually seem to do anything for me at all.
No, that's also the point. They've made it so that it doesn't affect your vision and your colour too much.
Because they look, for those of you who can't see, they look, they're sort of like a darky grey colour. They're not brown like a sunglass lens. They're like a grey tint. They look super cool on you, actually, I have to say. It looks like a fashion statement. So would you wear those most of the time?
Yeah, I wear these most of the time. Mm. And some people who are particularly photosensitive, or maybe their migraines are triggered by light, have huge reduction in symptoms with wearing these. What I have found is that my pain levels, I'm less likely to get triggered, especially if I'm somewhere like a supermarket or public transport, somewhere that has very harsh lighting that could trigger my migraines. Or if I have a migraine, I can put these on and the photosensitivity element is completely removed.
Isn't that very interesting? Are they very expensive?
They are, I think, around the $300 mark.
So they come from America?
They come from America.
You had to import them, did you?
Yes, but they deal with all the taxes for you and they do like this express shipping. It comes in like 5 days.
Oh, great. And obviously, if they make such a difference, then it's worth the investment.
And they work, they've done numerous studies and stuff behind them.
Mm.
And there's only, I think, one type of migraine they don't work for. Which is when you don't have the photophobia. So they help like 90% of migraine patients.
Gosh, amazing. So that's Avalux. Avulux. I'm just looking at the stick of the arm of the sunglasses. Avulux. Brilliant.
And they're actually doing amazing work with businesses. They have a business arm of to talk to employers to educate them around migraine. And because it's one of the most work day lost causes
really
in the world is migraine. So they're working a lot with businesses to try and educate them around migraine, how to create a migraine friendly environment. And also, obviously, you've got the glasses as well.
So things like lighting is really important. I remember sitting in a meeting with you actually at Hearst Magazines a few years ago when the magazine was being circulated by Hearst.
Mm.
And we were in this all white boardroom.
That was my last day of work.
I'm not surprised it finished you off.
I collapsed that.
They had a huge white sort of plastic formicary table which reflected the light, and the light above was this very intense white strip light, and even I found it extremely uncomfortable.
Mm.
And I could see you across the table. We were in this big board meeting with lots of you know, big cheeses all sitting around the table, so we kind of couldn't just duck out of it. And I could see you visibly disintegrate in that space.
Yes,
and as you say, that was your last day at work.
That was my last day at work, yeah. And also, because I had this chat with my friend who also suffers from migraine, and her optometrist said, well, why don't you just get prescription sunglasses? And this is a really, really important point, because these let through the wavelengths and the colours of light that don't aggravate the migraine brain. Because what happens if you wear sunglasses, which block a little bit or most of all wavelengths of light, your eyes actually dark adjust. So they become more receptive to light.
They're more sensitive then.
So they become, over time, they actually become more sensitive. So if you wear sunglasses all the time, which is what I used to do before I discovered these and learned about this dark adjustment, I used to wear sunglasses all the time. But what that does is makes your eyes go, oh, I need more light. I need more light to see. So then when you're not wearing the sunglasses, the problem's made worse.
That's a really interesting point. Thank you for sharing that, because I think especially now in the summer, a lot of us are you know, living in sunglasses outdoors. Yes, and if you are somebody with migraine, that might be something to just keep in mind.
To keep in mind, yeah.
Not to wear them all the time, not to rely on them.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, I want to talk about one of your other techie gadgets,
because
you are known for your tech.
I mean, Lily
is Miss Tech, especially when it comes to beauty with your amazing mask, which I'd also love to talk about, actually, in a moment.
So this
So what is this? This is a little pouch called Cefaly Technology.
I call it Cefaly.
Cefaly. So it's C-E-F-A-L-Y.
Yep, Cefaly. Mm-hmm. This was recommended to me by Dr. Katie Munro, who we've also had on the podcast.
Yeah, so Dr. Katie Munro is of the National Migraine Centre.
Yes, National Migraine Centre.
And you've seen her.
I've been there.
Yeah.
And so what this is, I guess, essentially the easiest way to describe it is a TENS machine designed for your head. And you have a electrode that sits just above your eyebrows, so it goes in the center of your eyebrows.
So I have to say, I mean, you ought to just hop over to YouTube actually and just have a look at Lily wearing this, because she wears this around the house and she looks like some kind of Cyberman.
Yeah.
Because you are plugged in, it's like you've literally got this electrode.
Yeah, it's an electrode.
Like a third eye, you know, you're like a cyclops walking around the kitchen.
Yes. And then, so the electrode is actually magnetic and that attaches the actual device to it, because you can take it off to charge it.
It's super clever. So it's like a little gadget that then clips onto the front of your head.
Because what you have is I think there are about eight, there are quite a few nerves that can trigger a migraine, that can get irritated and trigger a migraine. But two of the main ones run through your, I guess, the middle of your eyebrows and each side of your nose. And what they do is they provide an electrical current that those nerves find soothing. And so you can have, this one is a Cefaly Dual, which means it has two settings. So you can have a 20 minutes a day kind of preventative maintenance setting.
Really?
Or a 1 hour one, which is for when you've got an acute attack. And I actually find that on the 1 hour one, my forehead actually goes numb because the nerves are busy dealing with the electrical
currents.
Is that
a good thing?
Yes, because I don't feel it anymore.
Because you don't feel it in your forehead. You'll feel it elsewhere in your head.
Yes, but the main pain, the main migraine pain is above the eye.
Is it?
Yes, that's
what. So does it take the pain away?
Yeah,
then?
It helps reduce the pain.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I get pain in, because I'm interesting here, I get pain down the left side of my face and down the left side of my arm and sometimes even my whole body. But it significantly helps reduce the pain. And obviously it doesn't work for everyone. I think actually you can try them for 60 days and return them.
Oh, really? And how much are they? Because they look like a fairly expensive
gadget.
Yeah,
they're about £350. But right. I sound like a salesperson, but it's just because I remember it all.
I mean, it's an investment, isn't it?
Yes, you can try it for 60 days. And if it doesn't help you, you can return it and you just pay for the cost because it's a medical device. They have to dispose of it. So you just pay. You
really?
Get all your money back, bar the cost of medically disposing it.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. They're a really fab company.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that all the details for everything that we talk about actually go into the podcast notes here, because I think that will be helpful
for a lot of
people. So when you said at the beginning it's a TENS machine, so I think, you know, certainly some women listening may know of that through childbirth.
Yes.
Which is almost like, it's a bit like an intense sort of slender tone machine, isn't it? Where you get that stimulus that comes from electrical current.
Yes, exactly.
Stimulating the nerve.
Yes, so that's what it does, and it gradually builds up. And you can press the button to stop it, so it doesn't build any higher if it's too intense for you. And because when you first start using it, even the first kind of impulse of electricity feels like whoa, but then you get used to it, so then you'll be able to have the full amount and then it will be more effective.
So do you use that now for 20 minutes a day as a preventative?
Most days.
The door slam there. We're sitting in the sitting room here, just trying to keep the rest of the family out. Lastly, for migraine gadgets, can we talk about this little thing? Because this is like a little sonic facial vibrator, which I know from sort of facial massage.
Yes, so, that's exactly what it is. It's for facial massage.
So for those of you
drainage.
Who can't see it, it looks a little bit like a T shape.
Yeah, it's a T.
And then does it turns on here somewhere? I think we turn it on.
Yeah, you have to loosen the bottom.
Oh, you just loosen the bottom. It may be that it needs a new battery. Yeah. Oh, no, there you go. You can hear it.
Oh, I think the battery just ran out. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that you hold against your... Yeah. You put that on your forehead as well, do they?
I put that on my forehead. And I will use this if I'm out and about. And I might also like use it because often I get pain kind of under and around my eyes and, like I said, down the side of my face. And what happens is one of my doctors told me that the feeling of vibration and pain use the same nerve pathways. So again, you're distracting the nerves. So they're focusing on the vibration and they're being like, oh, what's this sensation? And they're not giving you and not feeding the pain sensation to the brain, so you're not feeling it as
That's
much.
So clever, isn't
it's
it?
Really
so
clever.
Working with pain in different ways rather than just trying to block the pain, but trying to kind of circumnavigate a way around.
And that's something that I've spoken a lot about with my psychologist as well. We try and look at the other senses and stimulating the body in other ways. So for example, we use the smell. So I've just got a thing of lavender oil here. And so when I am in intense pain, I will kind of open something really smelly and stick my nose in it.
Or distract
my brain, or have a nice cool bath, you know. And I obviously put like an ice pack on, you know, I have ice packs that I put on my head and heat that I put on the back of my neck.
Is that the theory then? I know you and I have done cold water swimming before, and I remember, you know, swimming with you in a lake. It was really, really cold.
Yeah.
And you said, I love this moment because it's the only time when I'm pain free.
Yeah, I still go cold water swimming and it is the only time. Like, even if it's at a very low level, that's the thing with chronic pain. I am always in pain.
Always in pain.
And it's exhausting.
Yes.
Unless I'm in, cold.
Unless you're swimming
unless
in cold,
cold
water.
Swimming in cold water.
Just extraordinary.
Or drugged up to the eyeballs.
You know, you are remarkable. And I know that you've been encouraging so many. You've your Instagram, which is your full name, which is Amaryllis.
Yes,
Amaryllis.L.
That
is your full name.
Yes, it is.
You know, you do a lot with hidden disability because for anybody, I mean, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can just see the most gorgeous pink haired beauty sitting here looking glowing and radiant and smiling. And you would never think that this girl has a chronic disability and is in chronic pain. And I think you are shining a beacon of light and hope to so many.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
Well, no, I'm so proud of you and also for your sister too, your younger sister. You know, both of you have taken these areas that have affected your life. You know, Briella talking about mental health and all the work that she's been doing at the university with fundraising and all of that for students, and you with physical and chronic pain. It is just extraordinary. And I guess one of the good things that comes out of bad is that we are able to share these experiences.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people have been helped. In fact, I'll be reading a few little testimonials in a minute. But I'd like to finish our chat with some good positive things. Tell me about Cell Return. How is it going?
It's going well. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone in the Lizza Wellbeing community for all their support, because it has been absolutely wonderful.
It's amazing. So this actually, again, is an example of good things coming out of bad, because you discovered the LED and near infrared light technology with face masks, which are obviously used for beauty and skin regeneration. But you came across it really for chronic pain relief.
Yes, I was looking at near infrared and red light for pain relief. And then a friend of mine happened to see the mask in, because it's originally from South Korea. And a friend of mine happened to see it in a South Korean Netflix show called The King, where they all use it. I'm assuming it was product placement or something. And and I did some research on it, and they use this these wavelengths of near infrared that actually was built on research and technology developed by NASA from trying to grow plants in space. And that's where the cell regeneration comes from.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I see. I didn't know that. That's clever.
And near and far infrared are well known for being able to reduce inflammation, block pain, messaging, chemicals that the body produces and stuff. And she was like, why don't you give it a try? So I did. And of course, being chronically ill in and out of bed and hospital, really, and a few other things that I could kind of pull myself together to attend for 2 years, left me looking pretty awful. So it was kind of a double whammy benefit.
Because your skin then started to glow.
Yes, exactly.
And you did literally, because you were grey.
Yes, I was grey for
at least
a long time.
2 years of your life, you were grey.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, anybody obviously watching on YouTube can see, you are not grey.
No.
You are radiant. You've got your mask there. Do you want to just show?
Yes, I can show it.
Just very briefly for anybody who isn't familiar, perhaps, with us talking about it. So you've got the black one. I've actually got the white one.
Yes. So it comes in black and white. And then it talks to you. Yeah, so you can, it has red light, blue light, pink light, and they all do different things for the skin. Which I won't go on about, but
we'll talk about another time. Yes, we have podcasted about it before, and I have to say I now sleep with it. I have it on my bed, and I put the 20-minute red light setting on, because it also helps with sleep.
Yeah, and that was a huge game changer for me, because of one of my medications, and also when you have migraines, ways that I know I'm about to get a migraine, or when I have a migraine, is I have to pee more. And so I was getting up throughout the night having to use the loo. And honestly, about the first time in 3 years when I used that mask, I slept through the night.
You had a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And now I sleep through the night, and it's good. And that
alone. Oh, my goodness. The benefit of that for immune function and mental health and everything.
And for everything, but also disrupted sleep is a huge migraine trigger.
So that's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So I have a very strict sleep hygiene routine, you know, that I follow every night. I try to roughly go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time. You know, that's something that, you know, every migraine doctor will say, like, the migraine brain needs routine. And the mask has been transformative in that.
Well, I'm delighted. And if you're listening to this in real time, we do have a tiny, tiny window to win one of your masks, don't we?
Do we still?
I think it's still going till the end of June.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah. So be quick. I mean, I'm hoping that everybody listening to this here is signed up to the Lizza Wellbeing newsletter, which comes out on a Friday. But I'm pretty sure that competition is still up and running, which is so worth winning, because they are, what, £1,899?
Yes, they are expensive.
We do have a Liz Loves affiliate discount, so you can get 10% off Liz Loves. Thank you very much
You're
for
very
that.
Welcome.
That's
You're
very, very
welcome.
Kind. But you have actually given us one as
win.
A competition prize.
And then get all your friends. So what I've seen lots of people commenting on or messaging us on Instagram saying, oh, I've got all my friends to enter. So even if I don't win, hopefully one of my friends will win. Then we
and
can
then you
share
can all
it.
Share it. Oh, my goodness. That's so great. Well, you know, somebody has to win it. You know, yes. You've got to be in it to win it. One lucky person.
Yes, they
I'm
will.
I'm so
win.
Excited to see who it's going to be. But anyway, thank you, my darling girl.
Thank you for
being with us. I'm just going to finish up now with just a few things. You're going to slip off. You're going to slip away from the screen and just leave me here. So I thought I would just read out a couple of comments that we've had, because we do encourage comments and feedback. And you can email the team or me here at Lizelle Wellbeing. It's hq@lizellewellbeing.com. You can also contact us, of course, across all our social media channels. These are a few emails that have come in. Susan says, Liz has helped me so much with her podcast and her Instagram posts. I'm so glad I discovered her. Bridget says, thank you for all your inspirational talks on health and well-being over the past year. I discovered you during lockdown and have gained so much knowledge tuning into your talks as well as staying sane. Yes, really important, Bridget. Hold it together. Not long to go now. Hopefully the last push. We can do it. Mary on email says, Dear Liz and staff, I'm new to your Facebook Amazing Talks. For the past 3 weeks, I have watched many of your informed conversations, especially on the menopause. Thank you. I absolutely had no idea why my body feels so broken. I have an appointment with a menopause specialist in September. Fingers crossed emoji. The waiting lists are so long now. Both my parents are at different stages of dementia. Thank you for your wonderful education on health, beauty and fitness, and for presenting this information in such a natural, normal, down-to-earth, kind way. Thank you very much, Mary. Love that. I love that it's kind and normal, because that is what we try and be. Last one here on email. Just want to say how absolutely brilliant Liz's podcasts are. I honestly have learned so much, she says, with about 9 O's. I am now on HRT, taking the fab Ingenious Collagen. Yes, they ship it to me here. I think you are writing maybe from America, Emma. Eating loads more gut-friendly foods and forcing my teenage daughter, in brackets, at uni in the north of England, to take vitamin D, vitamin C and omega-3 supplements, in brackets, at great expense. I even bought her some lactoferrin. Yeah, quite right too. I keep lactoferrin in the cupboard too. If you want to know more about that or you missed it from previous podcasts, head over to Lizelle Wellbeing and look up lactoferrin. It's a genius supplement that I definitely wouldn't have now in my cupboard. Wouldn't not have, rather, in my cupboard. Any kind of instant tingling of feeling of unwellness, I take lactoferrin, and so do my family. Right. So Emma goes on to say, none of this would have been happening if it wasn't for everything I've learned from Liz and the other experts I found via her podcasts. You have had such a positive effect from right across the world. Thank you. Well, thank you, Emma. And thank you all who tune in. And I do hope that you continue to enjoy listening. You can leave me a review, as always, on iTunes. You can find us there. If you'd like to leave a little 5-star review, please do. I will read out more reviews. You can contact us in all the usual ways on our social media channels. But until the next time we chat, I do hope that you enjoy all the podcasts that we've got coming up. We had a new one that came out on Wednesday, the main episode of the Lizelle Wellbeing Show. Really well worth a listen, and so much more to come. So have a great weekend if you're listening to this in real time. Look forward to seeing you again here, same time, same place next week. Until then, go well. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.